Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
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 Alleluia. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Good morning, dear friends.
Good morning, Father Michael.
大家早晨.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
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 I just went for a session with those who have once a month a prayer for the disabled and the Eucharist that they usually have once a month over here, not far from here.
我刚刚去到新义牧民那边，他们每个月是聚会一次。牧民那边，他们这里不是太远。
It was a wonderful experience.
对我来讲，一个好好的经验。
It's wonderful to see the faith that they come and sit with.
好开心见到他们那种的信德。
In spite of all the burdens that they carry in their body.
虽然他们身上有很多的重担，他们要承担。
And it's also a wonderful reminder to us.
也是一个好好对我们一个的警醒。
That when we are healthy, how much more we have been called to do.
当我们是健康的时候，我们其实是可以更加做得多些的。
Sometimes we complain about our little problems.
有时我们为一些小问题去抱怨。
When I was speaking to them, I was trying to kind of relate to what they are going through.
我尝试去感受他们所经历过的事。
And I was finding it very difficult.
我发现是很难的。
Because I was feeling ashamed to speak about any of the physical problems I have.
因为我觉得对于他们来说，我很惭愧，讲我身体上有什么毛病。
Because there were no problems at all.
因为好像他们完全没有问题那样。
Maybe at times it's important for us to pray and understand that our problems sometimes might not actually be problems at all.
有时我们真的需要祈祷，有时我们那些困难其实不是困难来的。
That we have been given the capability and the possibilities to be able to reach out much more than we think we can.
其实天主给了我们很多的能力，我们可以去向外这样去帮人。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Am I going slow enough?
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Because we've been persecuting Michelle for some time now. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So she's ultimately given up on us and gone away. Oh, she'll come back in the afternoon. Then she'll get persecuted by Father Joseph in the afternoon. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I persecuted her in the place we went to. So she... Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We've kind of finished and just completed a very significant year in the church. The year of mercy. And I think it was the 20th of November that we completed the Year of Mercy. It started on the 15th of December 2015. Where Pope Francis called for the Extraordinary Year of Jubilee. Why is it called Extraordinary? Why is it called extraordinary?
It's
in the middle of two extraordinary years.
Then why should it be extraordinary if it's in the middle of two extraordinary years?
Because we need God's mercy.
Well, let's put it very simple. You know, when I ask questions, when I ask questions, there will be not too much of theological answers in it. My questions are pretty dumb like me. So you have to be pretty dumb like me to give back dumb answers. And then you'll get it right. Praise the Lord. It is an extraordinary jubilee year because it is not ordinary.
特殊的慈悲喜年，就是因为它就是这么特殊，那是不简，一个不是一个简单的年。
The ordinary jubilees are 25, 50, 75, 100.
因为普通的喜年呢，就通常是25年、50年或者100年。
This is extraordinary because it comes in between.
这个是一个特殊的喜年，就是因为在这些这样的中间，这年份的中间。
So Pope Francis has kind of given an emphasis during his papacy to the whole idea of mercy.
所以教宗在他的在位的时候，他就将天主的慈悲完全是展示出来。
It is not anything new.
其实不是一些新颖的东西。
Mercy has always been a part of God's revelation of himself.
慈悲其实就是天主的真正的容貌。
And John Paul II promoted a lot of the divine mercy.
而我们的教宗若望保禄二世，他亦都是将这个慈悲是不停地宣讲的。
Which through Saint Faustina and the revelations through to Saint Faustina became widespread and worldwide.
而天主的慈悲藉着圣父天拿修女是在这个世界里广传。
But nothing new was spoken to Saint Faustina.
咁其实冇乜嘢特别新嘅嘢同圣父天拿修女讲。
When Jesus spoke to Saint Faustina, he told, "Remind them of my mercy."
耶稣同父天拿修女讲，你系要提醒佢天主慈悲，提醒世人。
You remind people because they forget.
要提醒世人啊，因为佢哋系完全忘记咗天主嘅慈悲。
Isn't that true?
系咪真噶
？Yes or no?
Yes.
When do you need a reminder?
我哋系咪需要呢个嘅提醒？
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Are you hungry?
我系咪好肚饿啊？你哋
？You're looking and sounding hungry.
你哋个样好似好饿。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I know it is 12:30.
我知道而家系十二点半有多啦。
Whoever starts a talk at 12:30.
有边个人会十二点几嚟讲座
？You think of ending the talk at 12:30.
好多人通常十二点几就会完呢啲讲座。
After this, they have lunch, right?
咁之后系你哋系咪食晏咧？
So you can look forward to lunch.
咁你哋可以期望你哋会食晏嘅。
Just as I'm looking forward to many things.
就好似我期望好多嘢一样。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
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 But at least one thing is good.
但最少有一样嘢系好。
When you're hungry, you never fall asleep.
当你饿咧，你就唔会瞌眼瞓噶啦。
So during this talk, at least you'll not fall asleep.
所以我呢个讲座，你应该就唔会瞌眼瞓。
And if you want to eat on time.
如果你谂住准时食嘢，
you better pray a lot for me.
你啊，最好而家为我祈祷啦。
That I stop on time.
以致我能够准时。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what was revealed to Saint Faustina was nothing new.
天主展示俾圣父天拿修女咧，其实唔系啲咩新颖嘅嘢。
The Lord just said, "Remind them that I'm merciful."
主耶稣只系话提醒佢，天主系慈悲嘅。
Remind them that this is my nature.
提醒世人。这个就是天主的一个本性。
And so what Pope John Paul II promoted a lot,
这个就是圣若望保禄二世所经常宣讲的。
Pope Francis gave it a wonderful face.
我们现在的教宗就给了一个这么漂亮的面容。
By calling it the year of mercy,
就命名了一年呢就叫做慈悲之年。
And calling the extraordinary Jubilee of mercy.
就叫做一年是特殊的慈悲禧年。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
What happened when he did that was he opened the door of mercy.
他做了什么呢？就是开了一个慈悲之门。
Now you've got to understand what that concept is about.
我们一定要知道这个概念是什么呢？
What he did when he opened the door of mercy.
他做了什么呢？开了一个慈悲之门。
Because according to tradition,
根据传统,
the door of the jubilee door,
这个禧年的门,
is only in Rome.
只是在罗马里。
Here I'm sure in Hong Kong you have the door of mercy.
Yes. 我也都知道香港也都有一个慈悲之门。
Seven
altogether.
Praise God.
赞美主。
Such a small place, and you had seven.
哇，咁细嘅地方有七道慈悲之门。
Wow, that's good. Praise God.
赞美主。
So you had seven doors of mercy. Let me ask you, how many of you have been at least once in the year of mercy, at least once you walked through the door of mercy? Any one of them? Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. The ones who haven't, I'm very sorry. If it has to happen for you again to walk through a Jubilee door, you will have to go to Rome. This is the first time in the history of the church that a Jubilee door was opened to the people by reaching the people. I'll put it this way. Till now, you have to go to Rome to pass through the Jubilee door.
如果我们想行过一个慈悲之门，我哋要去到罗马度。
And now, for the first time, maybe the last, the Jubilee door reached every diocese across the world.
这个是教会的第一次。 这个希年的门可以在我们每个教区都可以学行到的。Now
why this becomes significant?
为什么这么特别呢?
I know the Jubilee door is closed.
我知道现在慈悲之门已经关闭了。The year
of mercy is over.
现在这个慈悲之门已经关闭了。
But there's something connected to that that I want to speak about.
但有些东西是相连的，想跟大家分享。
The concepts of the Jubilee door happened around the 1400s.
就在四世纪,
and during that time,
在那时候,
the people of the land,
在那些人,
especially those who did something wrong,
特别是犯了罪的人,
there was already in the lands, especially in the European countries,
就在欧洲那边的大陆那些人,
when they did something wrong,
当他们犯了罪,
they could enter into a particular door. This was not connected to the church. They could enter into a particular space where they were given a sanctuary. So anybody who entered into that place, even if they had committed something wrong, and according to the law of the land, they should either be killed or punished for it. If they reached that space, they would not be harmed. So it was kind of a place where they were protected. Now, Pope Sylvester the First, I think. Just say that same name.
Sylvester.
Yeah, praise God. So, he was one of the initial popes around the 1400s.
1400年的时候其中一个教宗,
he adopted it into the concept of the church. So a Jubilee door was opened. And anyone who entered into the Jubilee door, especially the Christians, they were protected by the church. So that tradition continued. But what happened was that it also started getting abused.
但是什么发生了呢?
So people will go into something wrong and run into the Jubilee door.
那些人犯了罪呢,就要特地入这个慈悲之门。
And after that, the abuse became a little extra.
那些人继续是滥用了。
Where someone would stand outside the Jubilee door.
那有些人呢,就在这个慈悲之门之外,
and anyone who wanted to get inside, they take money from them.
那边的人想经过这个慈悲之门呢,他们会收钱。
So there was abuses connected to that door.
所以这个滥用法呢,那么继续了。
And so what did the popes do?
那教宗是怎样处理呢?
They started sealing the door.
他就将这道门完全封了。
They would seal it with with cement and they would seal off the doors so that it couldn't be opened. And only during the Jubilee, the door would be broken down. And that is what the indulgence was. So anyone who went to Rome, and then enter through that Jubilee door, would then be promised sanctuary. And that is why now at every Jubilee, the doors of the basilicas in Rome, I think it's 4 or 5, they become the Jubilee doors. And to gain an indulgence, you have to walk into those Jubilee doors. This is why I said it became significant. Because Pope Francis, for the first time, understanding that not everyone can go to Rome, the church reaches out to its faithful. And open Jubilee doors all throughout the world in all dioceses across the world. It is an extraordinary event. Maybe will never happen again. So those of you who missed it, bad luck. Now you can spend some money and go to Rome. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But it's a beautiful, the whole idea of the Year of Mercy is that you walk through the door of mercy and you are promised to be filled with God's mercy. When I was in Sydney, myself and Father Joby, who was the assistant director over there, we should go to a little church, not a little church, a beautiful church in Sydney. It was called St. Patrick's. And it was one of the doors of mercy. And they would not open any of the other doors, so you have to walk only through the door of mercy. We would go there every 2 weeks to make our confession. They have confessions all the time in that church. And it's one of the most beautiful ways to enter into the door of mercy. We would enter into the door of mercy and go into the confessional and make our confession. It's a wonderful experience. And we praise and thank God that it was an opportunity given. Now we went last year to Malaysia. I think it was last year. Did I come here last year?
Yes.
So after coming here, I think I went to Malaysia. And we had a session there in the Church of Divine Mercy. A huge parish. It can hold, I think, around 2,000 plus people. And it is one of the doors of mercy. So there's something special over there. We walk through the door of mercy. And anyone who walks through the door of mercy can then go to the office and you will be given a certificate saying that in the extraordinary year of mercy, you pass through the door of mercy. So I have that certificate. Do you have certificates?
Oh, no.
So what proof you have, you passed through it?
Yeah.
For those who don't have the certificate, they will always say, God knows. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I don't know where the certificate is.
我都唔記得咗擺咗依個證書喺邊。
But we got a certificate for it.
但我哋真係攞咗依個證
書。But when I passed through it,
當我經過慈悲之門嘅時候
，I would also understand something.
我明白咗一啲嘢。
You know, when the door of mercy was opened by Pope Francis,
你知道我哋教宗方濟各開咗慈悲之門
，or it was declared to everyone that the door of mercy will open.
亦都宣讲俾大家听，呢个慈悲之门已经开咗。
One thing that we priests found a bit confusing，
作为神父嘅，我哋觉得有啲嘢好唔系咁清楚。
Was if you declare a year of mercy，
因为教宗话咗依年咧就系慈悲之年。
And you open a door of mercy in connection to that declaration，
而你又将呢个慈悲之门开咗系。因为你宣讲咗呢年系慈悲之年
，so when the year gets over，
所以当呢年系完结咗之后
，you will close the door of mercy，
咁你就会闩咗呢个慈悲之门。
so after that is mercy not available？
咁系咪之后慈悲就唔会再有咧
？so many of us priests have this as a bit of confusion。
所以好多作为神父嘅我哋有少少。
How do you kind of explain that to people?
你点样去将呢样解释俾其他啲信众呢
？So wonderfully, the church opened the door of mercy.
好啦，教会就好好咁开咗一个慈悲之门啦。
And everyone's very excited about it.
个个都好雀跃。
Then what's going to be the attitude when the church closes the door?
当教会闩咗慈悲之门之后，啲人嘅咩态度呢
？Just like maybe you know some of you who never entered the door.
就好似你哋从未入过一个经过一个慈悲之门嘅人。
And now you think to yourself, if only someone had explained about this, I would have gone into the door of mercy.
咁佢就会抱怨咁话啦。如果有人同我解释多啲咧，我一定会经过呢个慈悲之门。
And now you think it's all over, it's closed. Now what to do?
咁而家闩咗啦，咁点算啊
？So mercy is full stop.
咁系咪慈悲已经冇啦
？Door is closed.
门已闩咗。
And in Rome, they've even cemented it.
在罗马甚至他们用石子去闩了这门
so that nobody stands outside and asks for money for you to enter in
以致没有人够胆在门口去收钱
when I entered into the door of mercy in the church of divine mercy in Malaysia
当我在马来西亚经过这个慈悲之门的时候
and I sat over there and I prayed
我坐了在圣堂祈祷
I looked at this big church
我望着一个这么大的教堂
the door of mercy is the main entrance
这个慈悲之门就是个正门来的
And there are other entrances as well
那它还有其他的门口
Sometimes you can enter the door of mercy
有时你可以经过一个慈悲之门
And you can go out through the other door
你可以由第二道门出去
But the call is to enter the door of mercy and exit the door of mercy
但是那个规矩咧就系话要你经过慈悲之门入嚟，而都需要经过个慈悲之门出去。
So what is the church actually calling us to do？
咁其实我哋教会系想我哋点样样做咧
？When the church closed the door of mercy， does that mean that the door of mercy is now shut forever？
当呢个慈悲之门关闭嘅时候，呢、这个慈悲系咪完全系被关闭咧？
For those of us who have walked through the door of mercy,
而嗰啲经过一个慈悲之门嘅人
，when we exit the door of mercy,
当我哋喺个慈悲之门系
出去嘅 ，the church is now calling us,
而我哋嘅教会系话俾我哋听
，to be a door of mercy,
让我哋成为一个慈悲之门
，not only to experience the mercy of God as you walk through that door.
不单止我哋要经验天主嘅慈悲，当我哋行过呢个慈悲之门嘅时候
，not only to just understand the mercy of God, which is definitely given to us，
不单止去明白天主呢份嘅慈悲系一早已经俾咗我哋。
As is told in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 12，
就好似耶勒米亚先知书
the book of,
第九章
，the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 12，
第九章十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 12.
Okay, 12.
It says, Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you because I'm merciful.
那时你们呼求我，前来恳求我，我必俯听。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We go into, if you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me.
寻找我必找到，因为你们是全心寻求我。
In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18, Isaiah chapter 30,
30
verse 18,
以赛亚先知书三十章。
18节。然而上主仍旧等着向你们施惠，仍高兴向你们表示怜爱，因为上主是正义的天主，凡仰赖他的人是有福的。
Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, therefore he will rise up to show mercy to you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He will rise up to show mercy to you.
他会起来去展示个慈悲给你。
Romans chapter 9 verse 15.
罗马人书第九章十五节。
The word tells us, I will be merciful to whom I want to be merciful.
我要恩待的就恩待，我要怜悯的就怜悯。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 19.
出谷记。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 19.
三十三章十九节。
I will be merciful to whom I will be merciful.
我要恩待的就恩待，要怜悯的就怜悯。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when we walked through the doors of mercy, definitely God's mercy was upon us.
当我们经过个慈悲之门的时候，天的慈悲一定会配降给我们。
When we went through the year, extraordinary year of jubilee of mercy, definitely the mercy of God was upon us.
当我们经过这个特殊的慈悲禧年的时候，天主的慈悲一定会降临到我们身上。
But at the end, after having experienced the mercy of God, now what is the church calling us to?
当我们经验了这份的慈悲的时候，我们教会是召叫我们什么呢？
When the jubilee door was closed, what is the church calling us to?
当日慈悲之门关闭了之后，我们教会是召叫我们成为什么样？
The church is calling us to be doors of mercy.
我们教会是照顾我们成为我们自己成为这个慈悲之门。
When we walk through it, now the characteristic of that door is to be within us.
当我们经过这个慈悲之门的时候，这个慈悲之门的特殊的东西就应该成为我们的自己。
I'm going to show you. 这份
慈悲成为我们自己。
Don't they have? I'm going to show you a little video.
Do we have that video? 我会给一个 video 你们看。
I'm going to show you a little video about a different kind of painting that they do nowadays.
This video is 关于一些画像的。
It's called some kind of water something painting.
是好像一些水彩画。
Is anybody there? They went for lunch? They kept you here and they went from the back door. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So this is a kind of painting that is nowadays used for, sometimes for caps, it's used on cars parts, it's a kind of different kind of painting that they've kind of brought about now.
这种的画像呢通常呢就会用在一些帽子或者一些汽车上。
Okay, yeah.Yeah, it's called water transfer printing. So I just want you to notice how they do this printing.
我想你们认识他们怎么样去制成这幅的画。他们用水，所以叫 water transfer。
Just observe how it is immersed inside.
我们去留意一下他们怎样将这幅画放在水里。
See the whole thing now printed onto it.
你哋睇到嗰啲图案咧，你完全系印咗喺个 pylon 度。
Now no more is the old to be seen。
咁你已经睇唔到之前个 pylon 嘅影。
Now what it has immersed itself in？
当呢个 pylon 系浸入呢啲水嗰阵时候
，is now what it's becoming。
佢而家变咗个新嘅一个 pylon 嘅。
That is what is visible now。
咁我哋睇到嘅新嘅嘢就系咁啦。
That is how sometimes I feel when I walk when I walked in through the door of mercy.
所以呢个就系我感觉啦。当我每次行经过一个慈悲之门嗰阵时候
，It's not the same person. You're walking through this film of God's mercy.
我哋直情系经过天主嘅慈悲
，which is now taking every part of what you are.
我哋就好似我哋身上所每一个部分。
So now, no more are you just yourself.
好似吸收咗一啲慈悲，我哋已经唔系再系旧嘅我。
But now you are God's mercy.
我哋而家就成为天主嘅慈悲。
You are becoming a door of mercy.
我哋就变咗呢道慈悲之门。
You're opening yourself out to those who require sanctuary within your heart.
我哋要对嗰啲系需要寻找呢个。避难所的人显示天主的慈悲。
So the church is asking us, after having 1 year experience, that lovely experience of God's mercy,
所以我们教会就邀请我们，当我们经验了一年这么美好的慈悲之年之后，
It is not just meant for us to feel good about God's mercy.
不是我们只是觉得很美好，只是自己的感觉就够了。
Not to just think to ourselves, oh, my life was sinful and now, look, God has filled me with His mercy and I'm so grateful to God about it.
不是只是感觉到我一个这么大的罪人，现在经过一个慈悲之年，感觉到天主的慈悲。
One who has experienced God's mercy is now called to be God's mercy.
我们每个是经验到天主的慈悲的人，是邀请成为天主的慈悲，成为天主的慈悲。
That door of mercy is now you.
现在的慈悲之门就是你了。
That sanctuary of mercy is now you.
而这个慈悲的避难所就是你。
Are you able to be a sanctuary of mercy for those who come unto you?
你能不能够成为一个慈悲的圣所呢？
A sanctuary holds something sacred.
就是这个圣所是不是可以装在这个这么的神圣的东西呢？
And when a person comes into a sanctuary, the person realizes they are safe there.
当人进入这个圣所的时候，他们就会知道这里就是一个安全的地方。
When you come across people,
当你是接触到人的时候，
are you able to become a sanctuary of mercy?
你能不能够成为一个慈悲的圣所给人呢？
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 I remember when I was young,
我记得我小的时候，
I was in my year 8.
我大约八岁。
I don't know what you call year 8 over here.
Form 2.
Okay, form 2.
Form 2 的时候。
Okay, secondary 2. So I was doing my secondary 2. I was studying in school. I was going to school. I don't know if I was studying, but I was going to school. I never studied in school anyway. I just went over there, that much I know. And many times that showed in my results. I would sometimes get pretty bad results. I'm sorry, I'm telling you a lie. I would not sometimes, but I would most times get bad results. And once I remember, after having failed a few exams, you don't have the concept of failed here?
Yes.
Yeah, no, yes.
Because in Australia they don't. Till they are in year 8, they just don't fail. Well, sometimes they don't fail because they don't even study till year 8. They have a very good time in school. Sometimes nowadays when I look at them, I think to myself, I hope my childhood was there. My report cards were not very beautiful to see.
我的成绩表真的不漂亮。
It had a lot of red ink on it.
有好多红字喺度嘅。
You know, you could use it instead of your traffic lights. You could use it to stop traffic.
咁就好似一啲交通灯一样啦。你将嗰啲个红字摆喺度，就会停止啲交通啦。
And I remember one particular year when I failed in my exam.
我记得有一年我考试失败嗰时候。
I was going back home.
我翻屋企。
By using the school bus.
就搭校车翻去。
And I was crying and weeping.
我系不停咁喊。
Because my exam results were bad.
因为我的成绩真的考得很差。
I always think to myself, I always used to cry when the results came out.
咁我就谂啊，唉，每次我成绩表一出嗰时候就喊。
I don't know why I cried.
我都唔知点解我喊。
Because when I wrote the exam, I pretty much knew this result would come.
因为我考试嘅时候，我都已经预咗有一个咁差嘅成绩。
You cry when you're shocked about something.
通常你喊就系因为你好震惊，点解会考得咁差啫
？There was nothing shocking because that was a natural process of the kind of studies I did.
对于我嚟讲，其实唔应该系一个震惊，因为一个好自然嘅，我都冇读书。
Anyway, I walked into the school bus.
咁我上到校班嗰阵时
，and I had tears in my eyes.
咁我喊。
And I had one of my teachers sitting there.
咁我有个老师坐咗我喺度。
He saw me.
佢见到我。
With all these tears come on.
佢见到我喊得咁惨。
And he asked me.
咁佢问我啦。
What is wrong?
有咩事情发生咗啊
？And I told him.
咁我话俾佢听。
I failed in my exam.
我考试失败咗啊。
And he said it's okay.
咁佢话冇问题啊。
I wanted to tell him it's okay for you, not for me.
咁我就想话俾佢听，我系。Okay,
唔
係
話
俾我有問題，
Because not because I felt bad about the exam.
唔係因為考得差而我覺得唔好。
But because I had to go home.
係因為我要翻屋企。
And I have to show that to my father and mother.
將個成績表話俾我爹哋媽咪睇。
And I know that they would get wild at me.
咁我知道佢哋一定會發癲嘅，見到個成績表係咁。
Because after every exam gets over.
因為每一次考完試之後。
Sorry, before the exam starts.
其實考試之前。
They will ask me, "Are you prepared?"
佢哋都問我你準備好未啊
？And very confidently, I'd say yes.
我好有信心話俾你聽，準備好啦。
And then I'd write the exam.
跟住我就去考試。
And when I went back home.
当我翻屋企嘅时候
，They would ask me，
佢哋会问我
，How was the exam？
考试考成点啊
？And I would say excellent。
跟住话俾佢听，哇，好好考得。
And after having said all that lies，
咁我讲晒啲咁大话之后
，I go home，
跟住我翻屋企
，with this failed result，
咁就带住一个考得好差嘅成绩表。
And then when I show that report card。
当我将呢份成绩表俾佢哋睇嗰阵
，They would not be very pleased。
佢哋梗系唔开心啦。
So I was crying because of that。
我喊就因为咁。因为我哋要面对我嘅父母。
And I told my teacher this.
咁我就话俾我先生呢样。
I said I'm scared to go home.
我好惊翻屋企啊，老师。
And my teacher told me, "Don't worry."
咁我个老师话俾听，唔需要担心。
I didn't understand why, but he took down my phone number.
我唔明点解，但我老师咧就攞咗我嘅电话号码。
And I didn't know why he took it down. He didn't tell me why.
我唔明白，咁但佢亦都唔话俾我听点解佢攞咗我电话号码。
But I reached home.
当我翻到屋企嘅时候。
And after reaching home, I entered. I took a wash.
咁翻到屋企，我就冲下凉先。
On the day when your results come out,
咁当你成绩表出嗰日
，and the results are not good,
个成绩又咁唔好。
On that day, you will always see your children getting into the washroom very fast.
咁你就会见到你嘅仔女咧，就第一时间就冲入去厕所啦。
And they take extra long baths.
特登系冲凉冲好耐。
I took a very long bath.
我嗰日冲凉冲咗好耐。
I spent a lot of time inside the washroom.
咁我喺厕所度系用咗好多时间。
And I came out.
跟住出嚟啦。
And I had to show the report card, so I showed the report card.
咁终于我都要将我成绩表俾我父母。
Waiting for my parents to scream at me.
等紧佢哋闹我啦。
And my father looked at me.
咁我爸爸望住我。
He said, "Don't worry."
佢话唔使担心。
Work harder next time.
下次努力啲啦。
And I looked so surprised.
咁我就好震惊啦。
When I was giving the report card, all the tears were coming down.
当我俾成绩俾佢睇嘅时候，我就喊得好犀利。
When he said, "Do better the next time," suddenly, like a full stop, the tears also stopped.
佢同我讲，下一次考得好啲嘅时候，好似忽然间我呢个泪水就停止咗。
Because I think, like I was shocked, even my tears were shocked.
咁我系受震惊啦，连我啲眼泪都好似震惊。当我爹哋咁同我讲
，And my father didn't say anything else.
咁跟住我爹哋冇再同我讲其他嘢。
Later on, many, 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 many years later.
跟住好多好多好多年之后
，My mother told me.
我妈妈同我讲
，That they got a phone call from that teacher of mine.
其实呢就当日个先生呢就打咗电话俾佢嘅父母。
Who spoke to them about the situation.
就话咗俾佢听佢个情况。
Told them to be gentle with me.
话俾佢听要好温和咁对我。
That teacher of mine I found on Facebook after many years.
好多年后我喺 Facebook 揾到我个先生。
And I wrote a mail on a message to him.
我写咗一封电邮俾佢。
And I said, I'm so thankful to you.
我话我真系好感激你。
You know, he need not have done it.
其实佢唔需要咁做噶。
If you look at it, I wasn't a student worthy of any kind of kindness.
其实我根本唔值得人哋咁样对我。
I mean, I wrote my own script.
因为我系自编自导自演。
That script of failure, I wrote it.
我呢个失败其实系我嘅问题。
I didn't study, I wrote the script.
因为根本我冇读过书，咁啊，梗系咁嘅成绩噶啦。
So I was the only one to blame for it.
所以其实系我系应该系被受责怪嗰个嚟嘅。
He needed have taken that effort.
呢个老师根本系唔需要出呢份力。
But somewhere he had a wonderful heart of mercy.
但系佢真系有一个好慈悲嘅心。
To be merciful to a person who was unworthy to be merciful.
他用一个很慈悲的心对一个是不值得接受这个慈悲的。
I wrote this letter to him and explained the whole situation and what happened.
我写了一个电邮给他是解释当日是什么事发生了。
And I told him I'm so thankful to you.
我告诉他我真的很感激你。
Because out of all the teachers I've had,
因为我所有的老师当中
you're the only one I've never forgotten.
你是唯一一位我永远都会不会忘记。
He didn't teach me anything great.
他没有教过我什么特别是伟大的。
He used to take dramatics for us.
Dramatic?
You see, you don't even know the subject. That is how that is how irrelevant it was.
哦，他学校是教话剧的。
In Indian schools, drama is kind of, you know, when you're bored of your main subjects, you go and you have drama class.
Oh, 即係喺印度嘅學校嚟講，當你覺得其他嗰啲科目都好悶嘅時候咧，你就會去參加呢個嘅話劇組噶啦。
He never even taught me anything great.
佢甚至冇教到我有啲咩偉大嘅。
Great inverted commas.
當然係咁樣。
But I told him I've never forgotten you.
但我話俾佢聽，我永遠都唔會忘記你嘅。
And he replied and he said, I can't even remember.
跟住回复我呢我唔记得你啦已经。
He didn't even remember the incident.
佢甚至唔记得呢件事情。
Maybe he's done it for others.
或者佢亦都为其他人做过一样同样嘅事。
But for me, even now as a priest, when I look back and I think, I saw a man of mercy.
咁而家我做咗神父之后我睇返回顾返以前我觉得我是看到一个慈悲的人。
When I found sanctuary in that heart of his,
我在他的心里面找到我的避难所。
We are called to be those doors of mercy.
我们是被召叫成为这个的慈悲之门的避难所。
When people in their trouble can actually come to us and find sanctuary in us.
当其他人有麻烦的时候去找我们的时候他在我们身上可以找到一份的避难所。
The problem for us is we are so busy judging them if they are worthy to find sanctuary in us.
很多时候我们就很忙地去判断他们，判断他们是不是值得去我们去用我们的慈悲去对待他们。
We are so busy judging, do they deserve it or no?
我们很忙于去判断他们，判断他们 是不是值得去展示我们的慈悲。
If a person deserves it, the person doesn't need your sanctuary.
如果他值得的话他根本就不需要找你。
That means the person can stand by themselves.
即是说他可以自己去应付得你。
They don't need your mercy.
他不需要你的慈悲。
They need mercy is when they feel they can't stand by themselves.
他需要你的慈悲就是因为他觉得自己应付不来。
And that is what the church and that is what the Lord wants us to be today. Doors of mercy.Those of sanctuary that will give sanctuary to those who might not be able to stand by themselves.
所以今日教会就召叫我们就成为一个慈悲之门，一个慈悲的圣所，去为一些人打开。
I'll tell you another of my school stories.
我都同你讲另外一个喺学校嘅一个小故事。
I was a very very good character in school.
我喺学校嗰时咧就系好好嘅。
Very negative character in school.
一个系好负面嘅一个嘅性格。
This is also connected to my studies.
亦都系关于我读书嘅影响。
I have a lot of stories to speak about my studies.
All the children who get first in class, their lives are pretty boring.
Because
all the time getting first in class, you know, it's not interesting. You need to have people like me. Who is all the time in suspense.
很多時就會是不是留班?
Will I pass? Will I not pass?
我會不會, 考及格或者不及格呢?
If I don't pass, how many subjects will I fail in?
如果我不及格的話, 我肥了幾科呢?
So in that way, I was doing one of my major exams.
那時候我是考一個大考。
I don't know here what your major exam is, but something like in Australia, what you have like the HSC.
Oh, yeah, we do have
that. Yeah, so it's one of the board exams, one of the major exams. Okay, so, and I was continuing my wonderful educational career of failing in my exams. But when it came to that standard, when it came to that exam, the problem was it defines your career.
因為當我去到這個考試,它是會影響到我將來的事業的。
So you kind of become very serious about your studies.
那你就真的要很認真地面對你的讀書了。
So I tried very hard to become very serious.
所以呢,我就嘗試很認真地去讀書。
But there was one subject I was doing very badly in.
但其中有一科呢,我考得很差。
And that is our national, our official language in India.
就是我們印度的官方的語言,
it's called Hindi.
就叫 Hindi,
and I was doing very badly.
我是考得很差,
because I had changed my course from the B course to the A course, which is a higher course.
因為我轉了科是由, B, 轉了一個程度,上了一個階級, 深一點的程度。
So when I started the year,
我開始一年的時候,
my parents asked the teacher who teaches us Hindi.
我的父母就跟我这个教我这个印度语的老师讲,
if she could give me some extra tuition.
看看她可不可以帮我补习?
She said no.
她说不可以。
She said let him study by himself, I don't have time.
她由她自己读啦, 因为我都没时间跟她补习。
So I continued through the year failing in that subject.
所以我继续这年呢, 不停地这样是,
and then, when it came to the final exam,
當我去到這個最終的考試的時候,
the school realized that if I failed, their pass percentage will reduce.
咁, 學校就會知道如果我今次再肥佬的話, 我拉那個平均線整體那個平均的成績就會低的了。
So the school asked the teacher, see to it, this was the last 2 weeks before the exam, the school asked the teacher, see to it that you give some tuition and he passes some way.
咁就喺考試之前嗰禮拜呢,學校係主動同個老師講, 唔該你睇住佢,幫佢,讓佢能夠可以考到啦。
The teacher came and told me,
咁個老師就嚟問我啦,
from this evening come for tuitions.
咁就由今晚我就幫你補習。
And I looked at her,
我望住佢啦,
and I just nodded my head,
跟住我岌頭啦。
When the evening came,
咁當晚呢,
I went to my room and I sat.
然後我就回自己房睡覺。
I didn't go for the tuition.
我沒有去補習。
Because my friends started teaching me because this teacher was not teaching me.
因為其實我的朋友就開始幫我補習, 因為這個老師根本就拒絕了我。
She waited that evening.
那她整晚等待我啦。
The next day she came and told me again, I want to see you come for tuition.
那第二天她跟我說, 我希望今晚我見到你。
Again I nodded my head.
再次我岌頭。
And again I went and sat in my room.
跟住我都是回房。
And after that, for the next 2 weeks, wherever she was walking, I went the opposite direction.
每当我撞见她的时候,我就掉头走的了。
The day before that Hindi exam,
那天考印度语之前那一天呢,
she ultimately found me.
她终于找到我了。
She looked at me and she said,
她看着我跟我说话,
my own Hindi teacher,
我的印度语的老师,
is telling a student, is telling a student,
同一个学生讲,
she looked at me and she said, you will never pass the exam.
她指着我说, 你永远都不会合格的。
I'm going to write the exam the next day.
因为我下, 第二日咧我就会考呢科噶啦。
And she looked at me and she said, without any kind, she could have just kept quiet about it.
其实呢个老师可以咩嘢都唔讲。
Maybe I was that irritating.
或者我就系咁样烦扰到佢。
But she told me you'll never pass your exam.
但系佢就同我讲，你永远都唔会考合格噶啦呢科。
And she walked away.
跟住行开咗。
Praise God, my friend taught me well.
咁感谢主啦，我朋友教得我好好。
And I actually got pretty good marks for that exam.
其实喺嗰个考试度，我考得几好成绩噶。
But today when I look back,
今日当我回望
，I have two examples in front of me.
我前面有两个嘅例子。
One person who taught me dramatics.
有一个老师就教我演戏嘅老师。
And we never got marks for that.
我哋系唔需要有啲学分嘅。
And another person who taught me a very important subject.
另外一个老师咧就教导我哋一个好重要嘅科目。
But I got to see two sets of people.
但我见到系两种人。
In both cases, I was unworthy.
喺两个唔同嘅情况之下，我都系唔值得嘅。
In both cases, I didn't deserve mercy.
喺两个情况之下，我都系唔值得人哋施予慈悲俾我嘅。
But in one of those cases, one person showed mercy.
但在其中一个情况之下，有人展示了他慈悲。
Until today,
直到今日
，I keep thanking God for Sunil sir, that's his name, and I keep thanking God for him.
我不停咁感恩，感谢主，感谢天主，让我有一个咁好嘅老师。
He passed away of cancer around 3 years ago.
三年前嘅老师因为癌症死咗啦。
And even today, I enter his Facebook.
今日我仍然系入佢个 Facebook。
His daughter keeps it alive。
因为佢个女继续系 keep 住佢呢个 Facebook 喺度。
And I keep clicking at his photographs and thanking God for who he was。
我不停去 click 入去去睇佢嘅相片，而不停咁感谢主。
I'm not saying
有个老师。
I'm not saying that I'm bitter or angry with the other sister, with the other teacher。
我唔系话我对另外一个老师有啲咩抱唔开心或者有啲咩嘢。
She would do what many of us would do.
因为佢都系做一啲好正常嘅嘢。
In our daily life,
喺我哋平日嘅生活
，they are unworthy.
佢哋唔值得啊嘛。
They don't deserve mercy.
唔值得人哋俾慈悲佢咯。
But when God tells us, He's telling us, it is to those who don't deserve that you actually give mercy.
但天主就话俾我听。就是那些不配那些你才需要倾住你的慈悲给他们
Because when you and I walked through the door of mercy we did not deserve it
因为当你和我经过一个慈悲之门我们都是不配去接受天主的慈悲
When you and I celebrated the year of mercy you and I didn't deserve it
因为当我们庆祝这个慈悲之年的时候你和我都是一个不配的人
Then when we walked forth from the door of mercyHow dare we judge others and say they don't deserve my mercy?
所以当我哋经过一个慈悲之门嗰时候，我哋竟然够胆去判断人哋话佢哋系唔值得。
We are called to be these living doors of mercy.
我哋系被召叫成为呢个活嘅生活、活生生嘅慈悲之门。
In John chapter 8,
喺约望福音第八章
，we read about Jesus and the woman who was caught in adultery.
我哋读一读。这个犯奸淫的女人
When the people brought this woman who was caught in adultery
当这个女人是犯奸淫的时候被人捉住的时候
And they throw her in front of Jesus
她将她带到去耶稣面前
And they ask the Lord
她问耶稣
Lord according to the law of Moses
她说根据摩西的法律
A woman who has committed sin
当一个女人是犯奸淫的时候
Should be stoned to death
应该被石头砸死
A woman there right in the midst of all those people.
这个女人就在这群众当中。
And the Lord started writing on the ground.
而主耶稣就是开始在地下写字。
Do you know what he was writing?
你知不知道耶稣写什么?
What was he writing?
他写着什么?
What was he writing?
耶稣写着什么?
I can't hear you.
我听不到你们的答案。
What was he writing?
耶稣写着什么?
What?Are you afraid?
你是不是怕你是怕答我这个问题
What was he writing?
耶稣写什么
Yes, I don't know what he was writing. That's the answer.
我们就是不知道耶稣写什么这个就是答案了
We actually don't know what he was writing.
其实我们真的不知道耶稣写什么
Maybe he was just taking his time.
或者耶稣是耽误着时间
And when a defenseless woman
一个完全冇辩驳能力嘅一个女人。
Was caught in an act of sin，
就喺犯罪之当中被人捉住。
Was all alone，
系好孤独。
And came to that door of mercy，
就经过一个慈悲之门。
He opened the door，
耶稣就开咗一个慈悲之门俾。
And in spite of everyone around standing to condemn her，
就算所有嘅人企喺度系谂住系指控佢。
He opened the door and he embraced her。
耶稣就大开一个慈悲之门去拥抱佢。
That is what you and I are supposed to and are called to be now。
呢个就系正正天主召叫你同我要做嘅嘢。
Through our words，
藉住我哋嘅言语。
God sometimes fills us with a lot of wonderful talents and qualities。
天主好多时俾咗好多好嘅恩宠我哋。
A lot of gifts，
好多礼物。
So that we can use that for those who are not gifted in those areas。
以致我哋可以为嗰啲冇好似我哋咁有恩宠嘅人去照顾佢哋。
Sometimes there are people who cannot speak up for themselves。
有啲人根本都唔识得为自己辩护。
They're terrified。
佢哋好惊。
Sometimes you see people who stammer。
我哋甚至见到一啲人会口窒窒。
It started from the time when they were struggling to speak up for themselves and they were insecure。
因为佢哋系觉得好冇安全感，佢哋尝试为自己去辩护。
Sometimes you can see people who actually will do nothing. They will just silently just keep taking all the negatives from people around them because they are afraid to speak.
有时候会见到一啲人，就算人哋点样指控佢，佢哋都好静默，因为佢哋系好惊，佢哋唔识得点样去辩护。
Has the Lord given you a voice?
天主系咪俾咗声音你哋啊
？And confidence to use words?
系咪俾咗一份嘅自信你哋
？You become a sanctuary for the one who cannot speak。
以致你成为一啲唔识得为自己辩护嘅人，成为一个避难所。
For the one who cannot defend themselves，
系为嗰啲完全唔识得辩护自己嘅。
There's this wonderful sister seated here。
呢度有个好好嘅姊妹坐咗喺度。
Every time I look at her, she looks like an angel。
每次我望住佢，佢就好似一个天使一样。
I keep trying to look are the wings available。
我就望下佢有冇翼咧。
But suppose she kind of sleeps off during the talk。
但有时我觉得佢好似瞌眼瞓喎喺。
And I'm upset and I'm angry。
咁我就会好嬲啦。
And she's this little angel。
咁呢个个小天使。
She just won't respond。
佢冇反应嘅，每次我嬲嘅时候。
So I look at her and I tell her。
所以我望住佢，话俾佢听。
What's your name？
你叫乜名啊？
Grace.
So little angel, the Grace.
Oh, 我呢个小天使叫 Grace， 赞美主。
So I look at Grace and I tell her, I think some grace is lacking in you.
咁我望住 Grace 啊，我谂你喺身上系冇咗啲恩宠喎。
You know how long I traveled to reach this place？
你知唔知道我去即系几远啊？坐咗几代嘅机先嚟到呢笪地方
？I'm doing my higher studies。
我读咗好多书。
With this dumb brain of mine，
咁我呢个好蠢嘅脑袋。
And I'm struggling and I've come here，
我好挣扎咁啊嚟到呢度。
And with a lot of difficulty I'm giving this talk，
我经过好多困难去俾呢个讲座。
And don't you have any shame to sleep during my talk？
咁你唔觉得羞耻咩？你喺度瞌着咗喺我个讲座中。
So I keep going on and I keep going on and I keep going on and this little angel。Because she doesn't know how to speak or defend herself, just remains silent.
我不停咁样去指控佢、指责佢，咁但系呢个嘅小天使咧，就一路咁样静默喺度，因为佢都唔识得为自己去辩护。
And we have our sister sitting behind that.
咁我后边亦都有一个姊妹啦，坐咗后边啊。
What's your name？
你叫咩名啊
？Claire.
Claire. Claire.
So Claire is sitting there.
咁啊 ，Claire 就坐咗佢后边。
And Claire says.
Claire 就话啦。
Thank God he didn't catch me.
感謝主，佢冇捉到我黑眼瞓。
Let her get it all.
咁咪由佢受曬啦。
I was also feeling terribly sleepy.
其實我都係好眼瞓嘅。
Because I just couldn't stick his talk.
因為我根本係集中唔到喺佢個講座度。
But let her just get it all.
咁由佢受曬，佢鬧啦神。
Though she is highly capable of defending herself,
雖然佢係好識為自己辯護。
She's strong.She's confident.
好有自信。
Oh, but let her get it. As long as I don't get anything, I'm fine.
但系由佢啦，成日闹佢啫嘛，唔关我事。
Where is your heart of mercy?
你个慈悲嘅心去入边啊
？When God has given you the gift to be able to speak out，
当天主俾咗嘅恩宠，让你识得去发表自己，去表达自己嘅时候。
And I choose to remain silent。
但我选择静默。
I close the door of mercy.
我将呢个慈悲之门关闭。
And I don't give sanctuary.
我冇为其他人大开呢个嘅慈悲之门。
You could have wonderful talents.
你可以好聪明。
That God has gifted you with.
呢啲系天主赋予俾你嘅。
When you use those talents,
当你用呢啲恩宠嘅时候
，to help out those who do not have it,
去帮嗰啲冇呢啲嘅恩宠嗰啲人
，you are actually opening out your door of mercy.
其实你就为其他人大开你嘅慈悲之门。
Because you're giving them sanctuary.
因为你成为佢哋嘅避难所。
Jude the musician,
Jude 嗰个音乐施工。
Musician, he plays the keyboard. This guy here.
Ah, 就是那个音乐施工弹琴那个。
He's highly talented in with his music.
佢系有呢个天分嘅喺音乐方面。
He was doing it. He's doing his PhD.
佢系读紧个博士学位。
He's kind of finished his PhD.
佢已经系完成咗个博士学位。
And he's submitted his PhD. Now he'll become Dr. Jude.
咁佢考完呢个。PhD 之后咧，佢就成为博士噶啦，已经。
Don't clap for him.
唔好为佢鼓掌啊。
Because I'm very happy that he submitted his PhD.
咁我好开心啦，佢交咗呢份论文啦。
Because it's the only PhD in the world.
因为系只系唯一一个份论文。
Which has my name in it.
系有我个名喺度嘅。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So even if my parents tell me you never studied well, I'll tell them in a PhD my name is there.
好，所以当我嘅父母话我读得书读得唔好嘅时候，我会话俾佢听喺篇博士论文度有我名喺度嘅。
Not because of anything else.
唔系因为啲特别咩事。
But because in the acknowledgements he has said, I thank Father Michael Piably for praying for me.
系因为佢写咗，我要感谢 Father Michael， 因为佢为我祈祷。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he's just.Finished. He's just kind of finished his PhD. He's just finished his work.
So he 啱啱系完成咗一个嘅博士嘅论文啦。
And now he's come here for this mission trip.
咁佢就嚟到呢个事工嗰度啦。
He's using the talents that he has.
佢用咗佢才能啦。
I love to play music.
我系好中意音乐噶。
I love music.
我好爱音乐。
I love to sing.
我好中意唱歌。
I love to play the keyboard.
我好中意弹琴。
But when I do any of that, you will not love it.
但系当我弹起上嚟嘅时候咧，你哋个位都唔中意噶，你会走散嘅。
Because that's how bad I am at it.
因为我自己弹得好差。
So he's now, even if it was difficult for him, in a way he's opened up his talent, he's opened up his door of mercy to bring in a sanctuary for a priest who wants ministry to be done.
虽然佢都系对于佢嚟讲嚟到一个咁远嘅地方，但系佢都开咗个慈悲之门嚟帮呢个嘅神父系完全对音乐完全系唔识嘅。
You can actually become a door of mercy in your daily life in little things like this。
其实喺你哋每日嘅生活里边，你哋都可以成为人哋嘅慈悲之门。
You have been blessed with financial blessings。
你系喺经济上得到天主嘅祝福。
When you open it out to those in need。
当你为其他有需要嘅人
施援
手嘅时候
，they might not deserve it。
佢哋或者系根本唔配嘅。
But they are not able to stand by themselves。
但系佢根本系应付唔嚟自己。
You are now opening and becoming a sanctuary of mercy。
你就成为别人嘅一个避难所。
When people don't have a shoulder to cry on or feeling depressed, and you reach out to them, you're becoming a sanctuary of mercy。
当人哋有抑郁嗰时候，想借你嘅膊头嚟喊，而你亦肯咁样做嘅时候，你就系成为人哋嘅慈悲嘅避难所。
You know, in the retreat center where Father Joseph comes from,
咁喺 Father Joseph 嗰个避静中心嗰度
，he is they have another priest there called Father George.
佢有另外一个嘅神父叫 Father John.
He started
George.
He started the retreat center in India.
佢喺印度亦都有一个开始咗一个嘅避静中心。
A wonderful man of God。
佢系一个好好嘅人。
A very saintly person。
系好一个圣善嘅人。
When anybody comes to that retreat centre，
当每个人去到嗰个避静中心嘅时候
，He will open the door。
佢会为佢哋开门。
He will invite them in。
佢会邀请佢哋入去。
He will not ask about their background。
佢唔会问佢哋嘅背景。
He'll invite them in。
佢只係會邀請佢哋入去。
He'll speak to them.
佢會同佢傾偈。
He doesn't speak very good English.
佢英文唔係講得好好。
But he will continue to speak to them.
但係佢會去努力咁樣繼續同佢哋傾。
He has a wonderful gift of comforting people.
佢係有一個好好嘅天主俾個恩寵去安慰人。
And after everything,
一切
之後 he will tell Father Joseph.
咁佢就會話俾Father Joseph 聽
，Please give them lunch and then send them off。
唔該你俾佢哋午餐食啦，跟住就送佢哋走啦。
Father Joseph says。
咁 Father Joseph 就話
：Sometimes there is no lunch。
有時佢哋根本就冇嘢食物喺度。
But Father George will tell them。
咁 Father George 會話俾佢聽。
He will tell Father Joseph in front of them, give them lunch and only then send them off。
咁啊 ，Father George 咧就會喺依班人嘅面前同 Father Joseph 講：你要喂飽佢哋，然後就等佢哋走啦。
Father Joseph says, I don't know where to get the lunch from。
咁 Father Joseph 好尷尬，我邊度有食物去俾佢哋食啊
？But every time he does that，
但每次咧佢都係咁樣做。
That is how he started the retreat center in India。
呢個就係佢咁樣去開始佢喺印度嘅一個備證中心。
Anyone who came。
每一個人去到佢面前。
If you ever go to the retreat center in India,
如果你去過印度呢個嘅備證中心
，you will see that there are a lot of charitable institutions.
你會見到好多一啲嘅慈善嘅機構。
All the homeless people,
有好多無家可歸嘅人
，they come to that center.
佢就會去到呢個中心嗰度。
Because it's very famous.
因為呢個中心係好出名。
If you go there,
如果你去到呢個中心嗰度
，just meet Father George.
你見到 Father George 咧。
And he will give you a place to stay.
跟住佢就會俾地方你住噶啦。
He will give you meals to eat.
佢會俾免費嘅晚餐、午餐你嘅。
It is so famous.
呢個中心係咁出名。
That sometimes the traffic police around the city,
以至啲交通警喺個城市嘅交通警咧。
When they see anyone who is in need,
當佢見到一啲所需要幫助嘅人咧
，they tell them why you're wasting your time on the road. Go to the retreat center.
佢就會同呢啲無家可歸嘅人講。佢話：你唔好嘥時間喺度啦，去嗰個備證中心啦。
And Father Joseph says，
咁 Father Joseph 就會話
，He's doing the same thing in UK now。
咁而家咧 ，Father Joseph 喺英國咧都係做同樣嘅事情。
He just invites everyone inside。
佢邀請所有嘅人入去呢個備證中心。
Sometimes when there is a couple who has come for a retreat，
有時有對夫婦嚟備證。
And the husband has a problem of drinking。
咁個丈夫咧就有酗酒嘅問題。
He tells them after the retreat.
咁神父就會對佢哋講
，Don't go home.
你靜之後，你唔好翻屋企啦。
Don't go home.
唔好翻屋企啦。
Because you will start drinking again.
因為你會繼續會飲酒嘅。
So he tells Father Joseph, open up one of the rooms, let them stay here.
咁佢就同 Father Joseph 講，你開一間房啦，等佢哋喺度住啦。
Now the retreat center that Father is in.
咁而家嗰個備證中心。
Is not financially rich at all.
其實喺經濟上唔係好好嘅啫。
They're still paying up all the loans.
佢哋仲要還債嘅。
They don't have anything.
佢係乜都一無所有嘅。
Father Joseph says many rooms are now occupied by people like this.
Father Joseph 話喺備證中心好多房咧都係因為呢啲有問題嘅人住咗喺度。
Because Father George opens up the door for everyone.
因為 Father George 咧就將呢啲嘅房。大開佢哋中門俾啲有需要嘅人入去。
So much so, Father Joseph says sometimes when the retreatants come, there's not enough rooms for them.
所以 Father Joseph 就話咧，就算有啲有需要備證嘅人嚟到咧，都冇房俾佢哋。
But that is a heart of mercy.
依個就係一個慈悲嘅心。
That is what we are called to be.
依個就係我哋正正係照叫要做嘅嘢。
To accommodate people when they don't deserve it.
去收容一啲係唔配施予慈悲嘅人。
Praise the Lord.
讚美主。
I've spoken 15 minutes extra.
Yes, 我講多咗15分鐘。
Praise the Lord.
讚美主。
Now have a heart of mercy.
我哋要有個慈悲嘅心。
I don't deserve it.
雖然我係唔配。
But have a heart of mercy for me.
但請你有個慈悲嘅心去對待我。
Dear friends, the door of mercy has been closed in the church officially.
親愛朋友，喺我哋嘅教會裏邊，一慈悲之門已經正式被關閉。
But for the church, now you and I are the door of mercy.
但系我哋教会嚟讲，你同我都系呢个慈悲之门。
In your families and in your communities，
喺你嘅社会同埋你嘅家庭里边。
Let us all stand，
让我哋站起。
Offer ourselves to the Lord，
将我哋完全系奉献俾天主。
And tell Jesus，
话俾耶稣听。
Lord， always remind me that I'm a door of mercy。
主，请你成日提醒我，我就系呢度慈悲之门。
And it will be an honor.
我系好荣幸。
To be a sanctuary of mercy.
成为呢个慈悲嘅避难所。
For everyone around me.
为我周围嘅人。
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.